Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. Come on down and don't leave. This is the place to be. I want to tell you a little bit. I was looking at the news. I saw that Stephen Hawking he was able to put his foot in his mouth. Is that a bad joke? Anyway, he put his foot in his mouth about how God is not necessary. It was not necessary for the creation of the universe. I mean, he knows how to incite the religious right, doesn't he? And I wasn't trying to be poetic. His statement was that owing to the laws of gravity and fundamental laws, there are laws of the universe, he stated, and since those laws are there, that God was not necessary for the Big Bang Theory and the creation of the universe, and blah, blah, blah. Stephen Hawking is this really smart guy who is disabled. I believe he has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is basically your nerves start to solidify and no longer function. But anyway, he's able to communicate in a wheelchair. In fact, he's even been on I guess a few of these TV shows. I don't know if he was on Family Guy, but he was definitely on The Simpsons and making and poking fun at himself. He's actually got a very good sense of humor considering his situation. He's able to poke fun at it. And the guy is super brilliant and always writing books and always making statements about science. And I don't think people should take it to... And I'm not saying don't take it seriously. That, I mean, always when you have a smart guy that makes statements, I mean, look at it and understand it. Try to understand. I mean, believe me, he's beyond my comprehension. But I saw that what he stated was that God was not necessary because the law of gravity was, he believes, was there before God was there. But I have to say, well, where'd the law of gravity come from? And he said that there is no... like a benevolent God. There is no God who's like the guy they show in the pictures with the beard. He means, if you mean God is gravity or God has created gravity, then he might be able to accept that. And, well, that's wonderful, and I don't really care what he accepts, but I do understand where he's coming from, and I even accept him, even if he's an atheist. It doesn't matter to me. He's allowed to have his own views, and there's certainly no proof for his theorem any more than there's a proof of the theorem that there is God and God did all these things, wonderful things. But I choose the God end of it because it just makes me feel better. If that's what I need to feel better, then that's what I need. And I'm not saying I sit around and delude myself into thinking God's going to take care of me. If I don't go to work, God ain't going to take care of me. I got to go to work. I know that, okay? I go to work. I do my thing. And I think we all should understand that that there was a creation, whether it was by natural means or by God, whatever you want to call it, but there was a way of creation. So there was a means, and laws were there and were created there, I believe, by God. But you can say what you think, and it won't bother me. So and it won't really change the fact that the facts stand that we don't know, but I have all the proof I need that there's God. But you may need more proof, or you may need less proof, whatever, do your thing. But I believe this loosely relates to health, because the creation of the universe and the creation of man and all that stuff is more considered on their end, on the scientific end, evolutionary, and I don't buy the evolutionary end of it. I buy the creation end of it. So have a great one. It's Dr. Joe, the anti-aging doctor. And I will talk to you soon.